We tried to determine why exactly they just moved off this shlach to the four others. So they said it's the machlokes that we showed him. And we quote the machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Whether that's a correct interpretation is highly questionable. Rashi in other places does quote those opinions. Does quote Rashi and Asik, he quotes only Gomer. Rashi and Shabbos quotes Mark the Fatish also. And the Rambam, although he says the Ferish Mark the Fatish, may not hold Gomer also. Depending on the machlokes that's a man from the Machlokes that we spoke about yesterday. But I hope that this will make it easy for us. We're going to refer to Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, there'll be some subas. It's considered to be an Issur of Bainek. According to the Rambam, it's considered to be an Issur of Machlokes. And all the longest, depending on how you're reading Gemara Taniya yesterday, that was already yesterday. But this is really, everything you said yesterday was really an introduction to what we're going to talk about today. And that is, the real problem in the Sugya is why is the second half of the Bryce situation? Bryce says that it's Masa from Techayev. The Mahot Yilicha is Pater, and the Gemara says the Shabbat is Pater, normally be Pater Mahot Yilicha is Muslim. The question is, why should that be so? Why should it be that Mahot Yilicha is not in the Siddur Raisa? And why should it not even be in the Siddur Raisa? What's the problem? So who's the first person to address this issue? First Pshad is right, so why should it be that Mahot Yilicha is Mutter? So who's the first one to go about this? The Gemara. The Gemara itself is in the Shabbat, that's what we're going to say about it. The Gemara says as follows, that two Gemara is not make this Muslim Shabbat, for a test of that for another. So in the beginning, the Gemara tells us that you know why Mahot Yilicha is not in the Deraita. So there's a famous klal of Malach Shem Shich Legufa, which of course would make it depend upon the Malach Shem Shich Legufa. Sure, whether Malach Shem Shich Legufa is coming or not. The Gemara says Mahot Yilicha is not in the Deraita. Don't worry about it, it's not in the Deraita. So it's the Malach Shem Shich Legufa. That doesn't solve the problem. Just because Malach Shem Shich Legufa, we know that Malach Shem Shich Legufa is normally Pater of Halasa, so you have to add on a little bit. You have to say that which the Gemara is the Chadish, which Shmuel is the Chadish of us, and the Gemara says Pater Umutar, the Chari you have to add a little Knesh. What's the Knesh? So even though normally Malach Shem Shich Legufa is Pater of Halasa, the Makhom Tsar, maybe it's Pater of Hakim. The Gemara never spells that out exactly, but the Chari you have to add that odd, otherwise the Gemara doesn't really solve the entire problem. So you have to put together those two pieces of information. The number one is not the right to put the Malach Shem Shich Legufa. And even though normal Malach Shem Shich Legufa is also in the Rabbana, the Makhom Tsar, they were Ma'afil Begani. That's the partial track what the Gemara says. That's somewhere in the Marav, who commits the din of Mephis Moshe Lot Yilicha to Rabbi Shimon Shita Malach Shem Shich Legufa. Similarly, the Gemara says Beferish, is there any reason for the Gemara itself to believe that there may be another reason lurking in the background? Maybe a totally different mahala to explain why the Hotzi Leich is not missing their Isa? Yeah, there's got to be another reason why, because Shmuel himself was the Bala Neymar, he's the one who said the basic words of Chotim Mudar, and we know Shmuel was via Vaira, the Pasuk like the Yehuda, and the Lakshi Antigua Guth is Chayef. So obviously there's got to be another reason somewhere that the Gemara doesn't tell us. But who's already the first one to make this realization? Let's just call the name of the Bahag. The Bahag already pointed out, wait a second, we have a stira in the Gemara about the same. It's more the story that on the one hand, Shmuel was the Bala Meimra that made this verse as Mutter. And the Gemara tells us the Feirish that the reason why made this verse of Malti Lecha is not a problem is because of Lachshan Tech Lagufa. But hey, you Shmuel, you yourself hold that Lachshan Tech Lagufa is high. So really, places in the Bahag put together this problem. The Lachar just doesn't shim, the Cheshmer doesn't work out. But how can Shmuel be mocked and make this more so? The Shmuel himself holds that Moshe is Guv is Chaim, and the Gemara itself says that the Heter of Megan's Morsa is based on Moshe Jan Shiv Leguv. So the Bahag throws up his hand, and places throws up the hands, and they say, according to Shmuel said that Megan's Morsa is Mukher, that was Shmuel saying a flooding through Rabbi Shimon. The Shmuel person would say, hold on, Shmuel would hold that Dr. Shmuel is a document. The famous Gemara, not Shmuel. The Gemara said that Shmuel wanted to get, they wanted to give Shmuel smicha. He was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's doctor. And they wanted to give him smicha, and they wanted to make him into a rabbi doctor. So it didn't, Vayata Dvar Mishnah says they didn't, some of them were, yeah, they were never able to get the Smicha. But the Gemara says that Shmuel said that he saw in the book of Adam Harishon, that they told us Adam to give the list of who's going to be the Rabban, who's going to be the each generation. So the list is there that Shmuel is going to be from the doctor, but he's not going to be from the Rabban. Anyway, so Dr. Shmuel, where he personally would have popped in that make this Murta is what is really necessary. I don't hope you later. He would have to disagree with the Mishnah. He would say the Mishnah Shalom Yalakha, because the Mishnah was only following Rabbi Shimon. But DJ popped in the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, so Hilti Lecha would be an Issa Deraita. I, Shmuel, was the one who said, take this Murta is Murta. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, he said, in the Leilo Sphere. That's what Pesach says. So you can really walk away from this place and say, like, come on, we want something a little more rapid out of that. We don't want to just say, come on, toast it, ramen, shmuel, this, like, a lot of us. And I don't say, don't sit right with us. Ramen does not sit right with us. It's really going to sit right with the ramen. Because the ramen wasn't writing a paper to the Gemara, the ramen is writing a sack of lacha. So the ramen in the sefer lacha happens to be the rishon. The pasuk is like shmuel and walks into the lagufa is chayav. Kimat no other rishon passing away. The Rambam we would have expected, the Rambam really held my places at the Bahad, that Shmuel himself would in the end turn out to Asar make his morsel. So we would have expected that the Rambam would come down really hard and make his morsel. The Rambam would have concluded that make this morsel also is a tap off the Torah, and the Rambam doesn't do that in any shape or form. Not only does he not say it's also the Torah, but he says it's also the Chachila. So the Rambam, in effect, gets stuck in the same sphere that the Bahad and places get Shmuel stuck in. So when it comes in the Bahad, took the easy way out and said no. And then the Chinami that Shmuel still two statements. The Hebrew make this work is to not live together with the Tzak of Lach Yatsi for Gupta Bikaya. The Rambam clearly held that the two things can't live together. The Rambam did not have any problems with those two Tzakim coinciding. So this is, of course, the question that everybody's bothered with. How in the world could that be? But the Gemara itself says the favorite Black and White that the Hebrew of Matis Morsa is based on Lach Yatsi for Gupta. And the Rambam passed in Lach Yatsi for Gupta. How can Ram turn around and then say make this Moses Moses? So this is the age old question for Shitas Ram. So what Taiz and the Bahad answered with the easy way out, the Ram you have to say something a little better.
What's the question,
Ram?
What's the question?
The Gemara says that the Heter of Makes Morsel Ulti Lichas because of Lach Shansi Lagufa being Potter, but the Rambam holds Lach Shansi Lagufa as Chayav and still calls the Heter of Makes Morsel. That's the problem. That's the shadow of the So you really have to address this type of akasha in two different stages. Wait a minute. There's two different problems you really have to work on. How do you go about? Well, what do I mean by that? Two different issues that are bothering you with this type of akasha. Ram is conceptually difficult and Ram is textually difficult. You have to come up with a lumbus first and explain away conceptually. Even if the Gemara would understand it, you have to come up with a conceptual reason. Hey, why should Lahot Tilecha be Pater of Al-Asar and therefore then translate to become Mutter? What is it Lahot Tilecha Asar Min HaTorah? The only conceptual reason we could dream of is because it's the Malachshir and Tzvichol Gufa, but that's not an acceptable approach according to the Rambam. So even if the Gemara would never have said a word about this, even if the Gemara would have just said, make this Moses Mutter, make this Moses Mutter, make this Mutter, and the Gemara would not have bothered to explain the reason being Malach Shantit with Rufo, we would still have a problem. We would have a conceptual problem to try to figure out, hey, what's it based on? Why isn't that a Malacha? There's lots of what is a Malacha, so why is Malach Shantit not a Malacha? That's a conceptual problem to the Dasa Rambam. And the only conceptual answer we would have been able to give when we walked into the group, which goes to the Rambam, is disqualified. So once you have to solve that problem, that's a basic problem. But then even if you solve that problem, what other problems do you still have lurking according to the Rambam? If you come up with such a gewaltig conceptual answer, that's how you outsmarted the Gemara. How come the Gemara didn't come up with that answer? So you're in a certain sense of the Cash 22. You want to come up with a great phenomenal razzle-dazzle answer to give a gewaltig answer about the Rambam. On the other hand, you don't want it to be too good. Because if it's too good, so then it's going to, you have to scratch your head and say, wait a second, how come the Gemara gave that shvacha thing about Lach Shansi Lagufa? Why did the Gemara come up with the same razzle-dazzle terrors that you're coming up with? There are two different issues you have to deal with. You have to understand the Rambam Mineuvei, Din Mineuvei, then you have to understand, so in Cain, if it's such a great character that you just discovered America, how come no one discovered America before you? That's really the approach you have to take. To come to Magid Mishnah, comes the Magid Mishnah and tends to stop this. Comes the Magid Mishnah, his first Teretz, and he says, how do I explain to you why I made this more relatively than Smoka? So that basically when you're being motzi, when you're being nefes morsa, motzi lecha, you're doing a malacha, you're doing a nice malacha, and we're going to get you out, we're going to sneak you out because of something lacking in terms of your machshava. In terms of the maisa proper, you did the maisa malacha, but it was in a tushim gufa, didn't have the right intent, didn't have the merit to capacity, whatever the case may be. Comes the Magid Mishnah and says, no, that's not the truth. Do you know why it's mutter? Nefes morsa lachoti lecha, not a shame alach. That's not called a malach. It's in the flak in the mice amala. It's not the shame alach. That's not the issue. Anybody understand what he's talking about? I'll show you. Then comes the Magid Mishnah and says, this is your story that I'm telling you. This is the Rambam Lashita, so from yesterday. Since the Rambam holds that the potential malach involved in making smurts, so like in the case of Allah the Fatah, whose malach is Macha the Patish, and not Khalil of a Khalil of Malach as Boyne against him, who's my mission by the way, hold on. Which Kiracha? What's the name against him if it's seen from yesterday, right? Everyone knows that? It comes, the Magid Mishnah says, since the Rambam from yesterday, we're dealing with Malachas Machlat Patish and not Malachas Voyner. Therefore, this act of Mekas Morsa should not consider to be Malachas Machlat Patish. Lacking in the might of Malach of Machlat Patish. I've counted every Machlat Patish. So I don't understand two things from him. I don't know what he's talking about. But either it's not a might of Machlat Patish. Maybe it's not a might of Malach. Mahotzi Chayav. I'm taking the same needle, right? That's what the same needle, making a hole. So, my left camino, whether I'm making the hole low too late, I'm making the hole, well, happens obvious, possible, whatever the case may be, I'm making a hole. So, if Lahot, if Lahot, if is called the Mike, the Malachic Makhla Tatish, so why the worship of Lahot too late cannot be Lav Shay Makhla Tatish and all the Otsi, you saw those phrases. The Otsi, the Makhla Tatish, the Otsi, you saw them up here? Not a cool thing. Anyone have a cool thing from them? Hard to understand. But whatever he's talking about, even from the moment we understood what he's talking about, we still don't understand what he's talking about. Why? Because in Cain, and it's not called the Maisa Malacha, whatever deep, dark, mystical secret, might ask him whether you're dealing with Malacha's Boyne, he's dealing with Malacha's Machla Tatish. He makes a whole fuss out of him. Right there, he makes a fuss out of saying, so Rabbi, when she taught this on Monday, Shira, that it's only Malacha and Machla Tatish, not Malacha's Boyne, and therefore, if we're also the Machla Patish the Ovum. So I ask you, Magid Mishnah, call it by there, well, also the Bible the Ovum. Whatever that means. You may just read Magid Mishnah, it's a lot of it. Everyone wanted to read the Chai, that's what. Wanted to get the Chai, it's got this Magid Mishnah. Tell me, Risha. What's that? What's that? What's Magid Mishnah?
So maybe you can take, if it was Bona, you wouldn't be able to give that answer.
Why? I don't know what the answer is, so I can't even address the issue the second half of the question because I don't understand what the matter is.
Isn't Makhla Patish different than every other malacha?
That may be true. That may be similar to what he's saying in the second half.
Right, so therefore, you need a Gemara malacha of Makhla Patish. There's like other malachas, there's no. Makhla Patish is defined by Gemara malacha. So therefore, if you're just doing it Motzi and Elicha, there's no Gemara Malacha there. Because the Gemara Malacha of Makhla Patish is to make a pet.
Almost there. Oh, he's almost there. Tonight is very lucky with Mishnah Brura. Another quick. Come
on.
I have to apologize for not putting this Berlach on the microphones. Berlach in Siddur Shin Pei Zayin. In Siddur Zayin. Berlach is Tzav. There's like two Rambams on connected to one another. But nearly, the Kavanasa, you know, talking about the Rambam. So, Shul Mechavi Lassos Lassos, Umarchit Pi Hamaka Kedera Sharopim Osim. Ba'azul Bechlau Mak Bepatish Dizmai Malach. אבל מבקע המורס רק להוציא עליך אינו מרחיבו אוקיי, אין זה בכלל גמר מלאכת כלל וזהו כוונת המאג נשנה להמעיין בוי מעיין בוי what do you say? Eli said it too long this year Remember the Rambam yesterday when Rambam describes the Malacha? The Rambam says it's not just making a hole, that's the Malacha. It's laharchim boy. You're opening up, you're checking in the, you know, the dermatological procedures, you're doing it right with the right instrument, you're making it nice and beautiful, Malacha's a racing, I said, oh my. Rambam threw the book at you yesterday, represented about 10 different Lashonis, and describing how you're making this completely perfect, the opening, nice and wide and big, to be a good Pesach. Says the Bihalacha, when you open up the Morsa, just the Hotzi Lecha, you're physically not doing anything of that sort. You're making a hole, obviously, to get Lecha, I got to make a hole, but you're not making it Derech Halacha Sapuma, you're not making it Derech Halacha Tarese, you're not, as the Bihalacha said, you're not Marchiv Pi Hamaka. What's the Bihalacha saying? Is he saying a Lumdish of ours? You guys are too Lumdish. Hell, you know, you guys are in the world of Lumdish. What's the Bihalacha saying? This is not the rabbi here, this is the doctor here. That's why we need to pull the dermatologist for this. What's he saying? What's the Bialacha saying? He's saying that the Pshat in the Magen is that when you're doing Lahotzi Lecha, you're doing fundamentally a different mindset. You're not doing the Maisa Malacha of Maisa Ha'um, Maisa Ha'Rechay, Ma'achat Yamat, etc. Not that this is starting in your Kavana. Sorry to say, guys, not that it's a lumdish shavar of makor pashish, that there's anything fundamentally different about makor pashish than any other malachas. Not talking about the Mishnah being malgish, according to the Bialachas trap, but about the Mishnah, just the starting is that, what might you not doing the malacha? You're not doing kiderach ha-reifim, kiderach ha-omni.
Yesterday, I think you said, for the first time I asked, then, that you would have said, I mean, if it's not, kiderach ha-omni, so be to Abana.
We said that maybe, you know, maybe we said maybe the Amisum is different because you're opening up some clue, even with that there, a little bit of math on the topic, because you're accomplishing something fundamental change in the woman's stance. Now we've got to go around the muscle gate again. Maybe in a chenari, maybe if you make a pair, shalom kederach ha-reifim, it's mutzah l'gamrei. So now do we understand the second half of the Magid Mishnah? Now we understand why Magid Mishnah made such a fuss out of the fact that the Ram of the Shittazai, if the Rambam holds that the Malach involved is Michael Parkish and not Boina, 100%. But Malach is Boina, remember that was in effect. This was in effect Mechaz Chinuch, Shippel Torah yesterday, right? Mechaz Chinuch said that after Rambam, he wanted to prove that the Rambam agrees that if he is Pesach involves Malach is Boina. In other words, how could the Gemara say that Bolos of the Suwa should be a potential problem of Atiyas Pesach? What's the problem? It's not Kederach HaRaifim. So we would say that maybe Bolos of the Suwa is different than based on the Lamas that we said yesterday. But we can extract from the Chinuch this yisoid that even though atiyas pesach could potentially be malachas bone, it could potentially be malachas makhlepatish, but it's fundamentally different. Namely, to be malachas bone, it doesn't have to be such a perfect ayayat pesach. To be malachas bone, it doesn't have to be kederach ha'umlim, kederach ha'rekin. You knock a hole in the wall, and consider to be, that's considered to be malachas bone. But what are the concepts of malachas makhlepatish? It's got to be good. It's got to be kederach ha'rekin, it's got to be kederach ha'umlim, it's got to be a professional type of an opening. And what's the concept of malachas bone? Taking a professional, a derech ha'reifim, that's malachas makhlepatish. That would have been malachas boina. That would have constituted malachas boina, except for what piece of information? The Rambam told us that there's no bona on people. That we spoke about yesterday. The Rambam told us that tomorrow we should make an halacha. Fine. So, look, over this is what the Magadishan means in the first parak. So he's not saying a mumbish of order makhlepatish. He's saying a matiz of order makhlepatish. And the matiz is that makhlepatish can't be violated unless it's like a pesach yach, a pesach ha'umin, ha'reifim, etc. And that's why there's a distinction, why it's important to emphasize the Quran and that Malachas Makhlepatish, not Malachas. So I apologize for not putting this on. Everyone figured it out before he did it, right? You figured out this problem. Yes, you're going to figure that with the Belachim. Good. Hold on a little bit. Yeah.
Why is that true?
What's true?
Why the difference between Makhlepatish and Malachas?
I think that you have to come up with a little bit of what they're saying. That the very name of the Malacha, Makhlepatish is a misnomer. The real name of the Malacha is Tikkun Kli. So Asitun's got to be Asitun. That's in the real. That's always good. Every definition is every put the word into the definition, so it's a clear giveaway. You know what you're talking about. Okay? Good. But this is only the first shot in Magadishna. Comes the Magadishna and quotes the Yeroa leaf on the Sefer Hahu, Sefer Batin. Quote entirely different shot. The reason why the Rambam holds about this morsel al tilechas mutar is not because the chisar in the ma'isa malacha. It is a chisar in the da'at. It is a chisar in the kavana. Whereas the Gemara calls it a chisar in the malacha tzricha legufa aspen. That the Rambam can't accept because the Rambam holds the malacha shem tzricha legufa is chayav. So if it ain't malacha shem tzricha legufa, what could it possibly be? Another thing, Davar She'ein Miskaveh. That's the Magnishna, second parrot, that's why it's Mutter. What's the obvious question? You read the Magnishna, what's the Magnishna? The two words should scream at you. Shrive the Kayah. What kind of stuff is he pulling on us? Maybe the Chatsibur, you should go with me that. You're making a hole, lehotzi lecha, but are you making a path? Absolutely. Not like the first time. The first time it tells us the opening that you make lehotzi lecha is fundamentally, physically different than the opening that you make possible path. So the Magadishan, the secondary is not assuming that anymore. That is long, long gone. In the secondary is assuming you're doing the exact same mitzvah. You're taking the same instrument, making the same size, well, everything's the same. But since your kavod is not lost, if I tell you, kavod is lehotzi lecha, therefore, Alex raised his hand and asked, "Guy, fuck up Sefer Asia." So this is the Avish Kasha of the Magadishan, right? Avish Kasha? So there are two ways to understand, two fundamentally different ways in the Gedolei Acharei to understand what this Mahalach means. How can you label Motz Hotzi Lecha being Mutter because of Darshan Kavin? Well, these things are abundant, but every case is the assumption is what happens to the principle of slightly rupture of secretion? Comes the Shabura, the Shahat Tiyun. It's the Minshin Kavchet, Oy Samachet, the Shahat Tiyun. And he says, what does this Magen Mishnah mean, the second derech of the Magen Mishnah? Barata Lema, Shekol She'enim is Kabin Lasses Teh, Eina Ze Shem Alacha Klau, Fala Shayach Lema Zepsig Reishu, Because Ein Ma Shekotab Magin Avram, Mr. Mishin is Ches, Shekotab Magin Avram, Shem Magin Mishna Ayin Shom, which Magin Mishna? He says, this Magin Mishna is what she tells on another Magin Mishna. Who remembers the other Magin Mishna? Who remembers that? Does this ring a bell of another Magen Mishnah we spoke about in years gone by? Weeks gone by? The Magen Mishnah saying something about the Gita Sari. Don't worry about Sigresha. Don't the Hakri Shari with Sigresha. After all, this is the one Malacha that Sigresha is irrelevant to. Well, which Malacha is that? Matan Utapish. Can you remember? It's fine. Ted, do you remember? When did we say? Who remembers the singing of Matan in the Hadas? Remember? It wasn't so long ago. What? Remember the Gemara says that it's mutter l'mai in b'hadash when you're having in mind the achila. So the kasha was ayat of segresha. So the Gemara says this way of shana. Right? So we had five different shot in the Rishonah. What does that mean? Maybe Arafah his pshat, what is his pshat? So we quote the Magen Mishnah said, what's pshat? What's pshat for the Magen Mishnah? The malach involved is matzah v'tapish. The concept of segregation doesn't make sense in matzah v'tapish. Because matzah v'tapish is a malacha that's totally determined by the kavanah for other. All other malachas are basically a ma'isa. I did a ma'isa bishul, I did a ma'isa bishul. I did a ma'isa tzad, I did a ma'isa bishul. I did a ma'isa bishul, I did a ma'isa bishul. I did the ma'isa, but I'm lacking in kavanah, so then I'm going to be fatter, unless it's a segregation. It's a segregation that carries it in. Makom Tapish is the unique malacha claimed in Magen Mishnah, but the very notion of Tigresha is irrelevant. Why? Because whereas other malachas, Kavana, the Dhamma, Hachutz, it's the mice of the physical action, that's the definition of the malacha. When it comes to Makom Tapish, what do you mean I made it clear? What makes something a clear now? If we remember the Mashmah Chasuma, some you guys remember? And we said that the Kavana is other to determine whether this is called a clear or not. So that to violate Makom HaPapish without having an intention to violate Makom HaPapish is a meaningless statement. When you do a quote unquote ma'isa that looks like it should fall under the category of Makom HaPapish, but it's lacking in Kavanah, even if it's death segregation of Makom Mishnah, it's Gevalim Gechirish, Nishkin Malach. It's not called Malach as Makom HaPapish. And then, remember the Makom Mishnah said, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's true. Right? Remember he said that, it doesn't matter, the Kavanah is integral to the definition of Allah, of the Malach, and countless all of the Malach, where Kavanah is just a double minachas. So comes the Mishabura of the Shah Tzirah, she comes out and puts these two Magen Mishnahs together. It says, remember the Hebrew Magen Mishnah that said that Magen Mishnah can only be violated if you have Kavanah Magen Mishnah, so maybe she doesn't play a role? That's what the Magen Mishnah is driving at him also, for the sake of Magen. That's the second verse of Magen Mishnah, that it's ludicrous to ask the question, ah, it's a psikresha. No, psikresha doesn't count in the last is Makom HaPapish. This is Mishnah Berurah's version of what the Makom Mishnah means in the second text. According to this, what's the memotin? What's the common denominator between the first teretz of the Makom Mishnah and the second teretz? According to Mishnah Berurah's reading of both, right? There are a lot of Mishnah Berurah in both of them. Right, because it's both according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading the first teretz of the Magen Mishnah, and the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading the second teretz of the Magen Mishnah. It's important, it's critical to keep on emphasizing that the Rambam is Lishit Tassai, who holds that the Malacha is Makom HaPapish and Adonai. Because according to the first teretz of the Magen Mishnah, you would have done Adonai to lead in a Pesach, which is not a Pesach Derech HaRei, it would have been Chayim. According to the second teretz of the Magen Mishnah, the second teretz of the Magen Mishnah, you would have done Adonai. So that boneh is subject to the rules of the regular rules of Makom HaPapish of segregation. Don't be molech as Makom HaPapish as mufti from the middle of segregation. So it's critical to keep on driving home this point that the Magen Mishnah is only because the Rambam is Lishitasai Makom HaPapish is because, as we read it earlier yesterday, that some of the Gedolei Achronim will not buy the Mechatzchinach, will not buy either one of these chapters, including the Mechatzchinach held. That the man that the Ram holds is Nisabon, is actually one of the Sanyei, that there is bone on people. So it's interesting to note that even though the Magen Mishnah in its first teretz makes this a prerequisite, that this teretz only works in Ram Lishitasai, In the secondaries, he doesn't spell out, right? Secondaries, he doesn't make a point of that, does he? Right, all he does is he just says that. He doesn't make a point of that. He only like makes it like an absolute quick play out or the first one. So, according to what we're saying, when Mishabur is reading this whole Magamishah from beginning to end, so the thing that the Allah and Shinta Zion and the Sharasi and the Shinta Ches, it comes out that the Magamishah is only working with his limited understanding of
that. How can we say that in the second part that it's like independent of the first, that the whole is nice and bigger? When you do research that, it's bigger than that, and the Magamishah changes.
Is it? I don't know. Would you ever made a whole division? Would you ever make a whole lot of what that? Yeah, it's changing when you see it. He said his finish in the first terrace was that in the phenomenon, the Matthias is a different hole. The second terrace is saying, no, the Matthias is the same hole, the Kavanah is different. So the first half of the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading this whole story over here between those two Mishnah Berurahs and Rabbi Allah and Sharasiyon, so in effect, the first teretz is the natural teretz, the Matthias teretz, and the second teretz is the halakhic teretz. But they're both dependent upon the halakhic principles of differences between the two macro parts.
Why is the question this happening?
Why is the question this happening? What? Two pa'ulos! You mean it's one pula? You mean one thing? Yeah, that's how it is. That's what others want to know. Why is that? It's that the Gomeshin is down. So you have to be very dapper to mean two pulas. It means because the pulas is really that thing. The pulas are tough, so there you go. And the pulas are see a set. Good. So far, so good.
Yeah, but neither of these things
should
get all
invited to the stuff. Yeah, you know, it's not for the winter. It's not like it's not this year. When we went inside 2 years from now, you should be going to Shabbat and take it 2 years. Well, you get the test. Never know, without somebody getting to it anytime. Never know. Come to Alex. And Reb Chaim together to be the real answer. Say what Bad Mishnah really meant. That's the favorite of Akram really meant. The Dover Shem is Kaim, that's what. It's a Segresha. So what? Big deal. Segresha is a little Nichol. Segresha is a little Nichol. Also, come on. Because it's also in the Rabbanan. The answer is that Tosfos is terrible. Passion, right? I Tosfos with your mother. What could you easily have said? Makom Tzar, right? Same way Makom Tzar, Matar Machshen Shibagufa, it should be Matar Integration Lichol Yisrael the Rabbanu, which we said in effect was probably synonymous with Machshen Shibagufa. We probably don't want to say that for them, not one. We probably don't want to continue that Reb Chaim and say, oh yeah, Mutar because it's a Integration Lichol Yisrael, which is only up to the Rabbanu. We don't want to do this. Why? We're going to get stuck in the corner. Who are we trying to be Asher? What? The Rambam, right? And Rambam, the worst person you want to invoke to have the secretion of Nicholas for. If you're going to keep secretion of Nicholas from Rakshas, which is Rukh, the Rambam of Rakshas, which is Rukh, Chayim. So we said that according to the Rambam, it could be that the Rambam Shit is that secretion of Nicholas may be Chayim. Right? According to Tulsi, remember we spoke about this weeks ago, that according to Elder Yishon, we said that Segresha Lo Michalei is also in the Rabbanon, and the name of the Yisr is Malach Shem Shem Hukum. Who said that? The Rabban to that page, right? The Bachan read that into our Tulsi Exubis, and we had a different shot. Remember? Didn't we talk about this? Yeah. I'm going to begin the thing here. Tulsi, ready? Get ready? Get ready? So, we don't want to put this into the Rabban. But we would like the Rambam to hold life. Who would we love the Rambam to hold life? We'd be very happy, big small man, because the Rambam held life, the Aruch, right? That's not the whole problem. But according to the Aruch, it's a great story, you put it in there. You don't need that, but there's any problems. If it's a mutter, we'll make it also. So comes up Chayim and says, yeah, you have to end with the tariff. That's five of the matter. They should end with the second tariff. There's double shit, there's combination. And it's a psiyat, a psikresh, a good shkech, a psikresh, a psikresh, a lo nichol, and a shalom, and a shalom, and a shalom, and a shalom, and according to that, what are you marviyach, by the way? Put on the great achal, you marviyach? Who else will be smiling at this guy besides all of us here? Because once you say that it's a great shiva, he has to have there, so then there's no distinction between bone and makom kadosh anymore. It's a lot of shalom Israel. So if Reb Chaim would have stopped right then and there, that would not have been Reb Chaim's turn. That would have been like it. Oh, yeah, people are going to be glad to have this one. I don't know what it's called. Al, so we call that an Al. We're going to call that a Chayim term. That's the Yisrael of the Teretz, right? That is the Teretz around it. What made the Chayim fascinating, and made it confusing, is the Chayim didn't stop. The Chayim was the only one to really tackle the second half of the problem that we started to share. Remember we said there are two problems with the Rambam. There's a conceptual problem and a textual problem. So the Magen Mishnah solved the conceptual problem. It gave you a conceptual framework to explain Shikis HaRambam, even by saying that it's a different mindset, not Maisa Makhlopatis, it's not like it's not like what Rambam can do. Or it gave you a conceptual framework using the new principle of Belmer Shem and Mishkavim. I had to be gracious when we solved that problem using Makhlopatis. But what the Magen Mishnah ultimately did not do was address the second problem. And that is, if these terutzim are so geschmack, how come when the Gemara said that the Hevdel Mikus Morsa is based on Malach Hashem Shiva Gufa, which cornered the Gemara, which pushed the Gemara into the corner, which pushed Shmuel into the corner, which pushed the Bahag into the corner, and Tzvita into the corner, and the Ram into the corner, and that everybody committed to thinking in terms of Malach Hashem Shiva Gufa, why did the Gemara cause such aggravation? Well, one of the day we would say, Shiftei, why did the Gemara have to give us this oneness of Lakshya Azula gave us the wrong construct, gave us the wrong mahalach. We got to throw up the wrong tree. Why didn't the Gemara come up with this Magen Mishnah's arousal dazzle, Teretz number one, arousal dazzle, Teretz number two? So somehow that was not addressed. That got lost in the shuffle. The Chayim is the one who came along and explained and worked very, very hard and turned the entire world upside down from A to Z in order to explain away not only the lumbas of the Rambam, the concepts of the Rambam, that is based on Dovashim and Miskavim. And Dovashim and Miskavim is the Psychration, the Psychration of Michlein, the Ogre Tzoruch. That's the easy part of that. You don't need any, you don't need Rekhaim for that. Anybody can see. Theory, anyone can see. Alex, said it, right? You said it. What we need Rekhaim for to show us that this character is so gewaldic, it's so glad, it's so perfect. How come Rav didn't sit there? How come Rav, that is not going to hedge against the wall with Moshe and Sifra Gufa, why didn't give us the most precious heresy for a Moshe and Sifra Gufa? Too great to look at them. That's what made the Chayim genius, is to try to show why that is true, why this Teretz was stamped by the Rambam, and is clearly Shittas Shmuel, but is clearly not Shittas Rav. That's what the Rambam is going to have to show us. Why Rav could not possibly have said this Mahalat for a kind of thing.
Why is it not? Why is it not? What is that one? Does he want to cut it?
No, could give us a cut.
Why? I thought it's going to have like air going into it.
I thought it was checking that. Yeah, you supposed to be having an order? I'm not sure.
No, no. Check with the Rakhine.
That's the brick.
The original question on the mind condition of why he makes the mind so specific to that this is around the Rambam.
Yeah, explain that.
Because the whole chat is like, he wants to say that
either Teretz number one, Teretz number two, both of them were necessary to distinguish between Rambam and Rambam.
If you call like answer number two according to Kohen Yochanan,
Kohen Yochanan is no different, right?
But then you don't have answer number one.
That's right. So that's what we really have to explain. Who we are resting the Horeb Chaim. Who wants to stay over the Horokai? A coward's over here. Who had a little bit of trouble with Horokai? A little bit. Probably. Let's see what we can try. But we have to at least identify what we're trying to accomplish. Horokai is trying to accomplish step one already. He gave the conceptual end to the Rambam. Now he's trying to explain away with such a good to tear his second Rambam. So it comes to Chaim, says that the answer to this whole sugya, this whole picture of Matthew Morsa, does not lie in Matthew's Ksubas for sure, or the Hallelujah. It does even lie in Matthew's Shah. The end of the answer to this whole problem lies where? Tucked away in Matthew's Krisis. So Chaim used to say that you can't say Shtukul Torah unless you wrote all Shas of Rashi. Otherwise, say Shtukul Torah, and then you may be against the Gemara. A lot of people have been. So comes Chaim, says the end of the answer to this whole picture of Matthew's Krisis. Comes the Gemara in Matthew's Krisis and quotes Raisa in the Machlokes Ratzonot. The person's got a coal sitting around in a barbecue. And he's stirring up the coals. Why is he stirring up the coals? He's stirring them up to extinguish them. He wants to make, put out some of the coals. He wants to rub some of the coals out. He wants to use them for, And in the process, what does he do? He ignites some of the coals also. He stirs the coals, he ignites them, he has to make the coals. So he basically was planning on extinguishing the coals. The Huberu and also some of the coals comes the bright and says, one time it says Chaya, another time it says, don't quote the Chaya, but one time it says Chaya only one carbon content, the Kibbutz. And the other time it says you have two carbon contents, one for Kibbutz and one for Havara. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Can you be Machayev the guy to Havara? After all, that wasn't his intention. His intention was to do Kibbutz, he also did Havara. He didn't even have the guy for Havar that he wasn't playing on this. That's the Machlokes. Comes to the Gemara and says, what does the Machlokes depend on? The age old question, Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. If you hold that Rabbi Shimon, that Dov Hashem is kind of his mother, so how can you even have the guy that he used to be right for Havar, he wasn't playing on this? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Go around and meet the kids in the south of his mother. So his mother, how can you even have the guy from the father for that? Kibbutz you can be mechayev the guy from the Kaddish because you have to. The Kavanah was not the Havah. But says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, comes the Gemara says, "Kavanah that says mechayev the Kaddish, mechayev mishum kibbutz and mishum Havah." That's following Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dov Hashem Mishkan and Yishkan Yehuda. It's awesome. Dov Hashem Mishkan and Yehuda. I've kept a very good one. So in fact, the Gemara says, according to the Shimei, Dov Hashem Mishkan is both of the other Shimei, one time a guy from the Kaddish script, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem Mishkan and Yehuda. It's also the other Shimei, one time a guy from the Kaddish. So comes first to the Nagamara and borrow the native problem. What's the native problem presence? Who's going to tell you some creases? Right, what does that say? What does that say? Like a rebel? Even according to Yehuda, Rav Shem is coming in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not a Nisid Deraisa. It's only a Nisid Derabban. Remember, we spoke about this age-old place, because remember that little place in Yehuda, that little Dalit, that the Gemara in Shabbos, the Fama Gimel, so many places, the place said that Rav Yehuda is molded to Rav Shem in Hilchos Shabbos, that there's no Nisid Deraisa of Rav Shem is coming. Because it's proved that the whole Shabbos Gemara is molded out, but it's never like, the Tosha says, Lushita is saying that we prove beyond the shadow of a doubt. Gosh, it's a good look at the Flemington. Tosha, you see, Tosha proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Dov Hashem is coming, is also is made in Hilchos Shabbos that it's only Nisid Derabanan. Isn't there right? It can't be because of what two famous words? What two famous words? Right? And Thompson says, how could the Brisa and Pisa say, in a Chai of carbon copies for the Brisa is talking on the level of their Isa? The Chai of carbon copies for the Chai of the city of Isa. So how does the Gemara explain the Tana who said, the Chai of the Dov Hashem is Kaveh? Who is the Chai? That doesn't make any sense. Dov Hashem is Kaveh could be also, but there's no way any Tana in the world could ever say, the Dov Hashem is Kaveh is Chai of Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda himself. Would never say such a thing. That's Tosis Kash in the Sefer Shmos. What does Tosis say? What? Oh, it's a psikresha. Psikresha. Oh, psikresha. This is the rice of chaya. That's where it comes. So then what it tells us to say? Hey, wait a second. If it was a psikresha, then what? Rav Shimon should also be my there. Because it matters whether Rav Shimon's psikresha. That's the square one.
Comes to us and says, no. I'll pay the difference.
It's not really a Dovah Shem Miskaven because of psikresha. Because you need psikresha to explain why it went to a beauty of time. What's a psikresha? Why you fucked the coin to Rav Shimon? Not because of Dovah Shem Miskaven. Why you really fucked with it? Tamalach HaShem. That's the real reason why you fucked the coin to Rav Shimon. Not only is it psikresha, not because of Dovah Shem Miskaven. So comes out according to Tosfos, what's the real issue in us and Miskaven? As the way Yechayah for the act of Havara Muli Kavona. The real issue is not the issue of Dovah Shem Miskaven, because we were forced tight shot that it's a psikresha, because otherwise Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. Right? Because how could Rabbi Yehuda be Mechayim? Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Shem Miskaven is under the Kavona. So our Korchot Tosfos that we're talking about, not a regular Dovah Shem Miskaven, we're talking about a psikresha. Otherwise, if someone's talking about a psikresha, then why did Rabbi Shimon talk to you? He says, Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon talked to you, first of all, Rosh Hashanah Tzvi Kavona. So then Cain comes out according to Tosa, something which is absolutely unbelievable. What's the real Nekudas and Machalikas in the Brisa in Masada Shrisas? Whether Malach Shem and Shikla Guf is Chayim or not. That's the real Machalikas. So who's the Kash on? Well, then you know, what's the Gemara talks to that? The Gemara says that this Machalikas are two Kanoim and Machalikas are Dabashem and Skam. So what mistake did the Gemara make? The Gemara, this is your mistake. What mistake did the Gemara make? The Gemara confused Dabashem and Skam and Malach Shem and Shikla Guf. The Gemara is mixing apples and oranges. The Rama would never say. Not only would the Rama never say such a thing, how do I know the Rama didn't say such a thing? Because according to the Rambam, what should the thing be? If Tosfos is right, that the real reason why the Tana holds you're not high on Hora is because Malach Shem Tzvi Lagufa, so the Rambam, who we know holds Malach Shem Tzvi Lagufa, is high, what should the Rambam say? That you should be high twice, either being half Kavana for Havara. And what does the Rambam say? That that's not true. The Rambam says you only have twice if you have Kavana for Havara. So that's what Chaim says. Obviously, the Rambam never would have dreamt to read this to Gemara like Tosfos, because the Gemara just doesn't read straight from Tosfos, and the Rambam, which it does, it couldn't possibly learn like this. So we're searching for a shot in the Gemara thesis. So not only do we have problems now in terms of making this Mosa, now we got problems with this Gemara tucked away in the end of the Tosfos. We're not sure what's flying. Why is it relevant to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon about Rav Shem's Kav? Nothing doesn't seem to make any sense. Come to Chayim, not come to Rishon. Come to Chayim and says, we have an effective halacha. Two Torahs of Rav Shem's Kav. We have Rabbi Shimon's all-encompassing Torah of Rav Shem's Kav. Which applies being Shabbos, being the Yom Tov, being the Shatnas, being the Nazi, call it that Kula. There's a Ptur of Dabashin and Miskaven of Rabbi Shimon. And then there's Rabbi Yehuda's Ptur of Dabashin and Miskaven. What do I mean by that? In Hilchos Shabbos. Because we're assuming that tells the new Mizrahi, both the Shabbos assume like that, that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Dabashin and Miskaven, is also in a Torah in other areas of Halacha, but in Hilchos Shabbos is Moida, that's Potter Balas. Where did that Torah come from? Torah, Vlad and Mashiach. So obviously Rabbi Shimon's understanding of the Torah of Dabashim and Miskaven and Rabbi Yehuda's Torah of Dabashim and Miskaven are fundamentally different. They're based on two totally different sukkahs. One is based on the Pasuk of Alech is Mashiach, which is unique, limited to the Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Shimon's is based on, I don't know what the Pasuk is, but Rabbi Shimon, probably based on some Svara, right? Remember we said it, in the Shabbos, no, I'm not really doing it, it's not mine. Oh, yes, it's okay. It doesn't relate to me, it's not my mind, whatever you want to call it. So that's not a Malachas Bachshem, if you mean. There are two different Adoption Eskavit. Rabbi Shimon's been Chloe of Adoption Eskavit, and Rabbi Shimon's been Prati of Adoption Eskavit.
Comes Reb Chaim and says, not only are they different in terms of where they come from, how they apply, just in terms of definition, they're fundamentally different. The basic distinction between the two. So the word kavana, in Russian HaKadosh, really conjures up different images. The word kavana can sometimes be used to describe the awareness of what's going on. In Eino Mechabe, they're not aware of what's happening. And sometimes kavana can conjure up one, not awareness and not knowledge, but intent in the sense of rotzon, that this is what I want to do. So we use the terms das and rotzon. Das just means that I'm aware of what's going on. Rotzon is something fundamentally different. Rotzon means, not only am I aware of what's happening, but this is what I want to take place. I can have das on something without having rotzon on something. I know that I don't have my stock to lose money, but I don't want them to lose money. So I know what's happening, but on the other hand, I don't want it to happen. But it's a different term. The term Dover Shein Miskabe could mean Dover Sheino Yodeava, you know that? Something I don't have knowledge of, I don't know Dawson. Well, the term Dover Shein Miskabe could mean something that I'm not wrote to, something that I don't want. Comes Reb Chaim and says, which is the correct definition of Dover Shein Miskabe? If you ask Rabbi Yehuda, who understood that Dover Shein Miskabe is a unique din of the Shabbos, it's learned out from Melechus Machshavas. What are the other din of Melechus Machshavas that we know of? What other halachas of Melechus Machshavas are we aware of? So we've thrown around the Melechus Machshavas a lot of times this year. We probably used it sometimes a little bit iffy, a little bit shaky. You know, I just use it sometimes. Some shit is bad, all things of Melechus Machshavas. But the Gemara uses the term very, very limited context. Anyone aware? Gemara does not use it. That's one of the cases. But I use it. I cheated. Where does the Gemara use it? You know what? Who about Kama? Yeah, this thing about the Gemara is fucked up. I say, back in Ovis Gil Asherim. I don't remember. It took me a time. The guy left to Evan, remember? The guy had a stone sitting in his lap and he gets up. Remember, yeah, and he walks and he's a damage in him. So the Gemara, that figure spoke about, he didn't even know he had a stone in his lap to give him. He gets up, he carries the stone. He's talking about Shabbos, the Malachi Mashabbos, us at Tayyip. Comes in time, he quotes that Gemara and says, let me see that Gemara. What does Malachi Mashabbos really mean? Malachi Mashabbos is describing the guy as, well, he could walk. He doesn't even know what's going on. When you're talking about the Torah Malachi Mashabbos, you speak about Mitzvah, and being Malachi Mashabbos, and the guy walks by the light switch, and he rubs against it, and doesn't even realize he's rubbing it. That's Malachi Mashabbos. Malachi Mashabbos basically means you have to be aware of what's happening. You can't be Mechayev a guy with a Shabbos, and the guy doesn't have a clue what's going on. If he's not choshed about what he's doing, if he's not aware of what he's doing, that's not called Malachi. Malachi Mashabbos has a Torah. Does it say in the Chumash that you have to want what you're doing? No. You don't have to want it. That's not what Lechem HaShemesh means. Lechem HaShemesh just means you have to be cognizant. You don't have to be willful of what's happening. This is what Chaim is understanding on. Chum Reb Chaim says, that's not Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Rabbi Shimon's coming. Because after all, Rabbi Shimon holds that Rabbi Shimon's coming doesn't stem from Lechem HaShemesh. Rabbi Shimon applies to Chuznazi, applies to Shabbos, applies to outside of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon holds some kind of a din klal, namely, the Baruch Shalom doesn't, they're not mechayim me for things that I really don't want to happen. It's not because I'm not aware that it's happening or not. Awareness is a spark of Shabbos. Will, Ratzon, is a spark of the Akur. So far so good? Too good. Everyone good? This is the brisk part. But the term Dover Shein Miskabe conjures up total negativity. Dover Shein Miskabe can mean Chisaron in Da'at, of awareness, cognizant, chapter of Yehuda's version, limited for Shabbos. And Dover Shein Miskabe could mean Chisaron in Ratzon,
which applies for kosher. Who was the Torah? That's only Rabbi Shimon.
That's
in the Chinam. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need to do the Malachim of Shabbos. It's the Shabbos that's after you from the Papiyu, Mishim Doshim, and Skabin. That's already known for other places. Malachim of Shabbos is other applications also. There are other things that I wrote that from Malachim of Shabbos. But in the Chinam, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no need for Malachim of Shabbos. It's the Shabbos vis-a-vis Doshim, and Skabin.
Where did the source know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that would be
used under? Two different Gemara Yehuda that found out.
That was
the Gemara. Right. Assuming that Gemara is what we were saying. Assuming that 2,000 others were there. Most of the Shabbos is like that. Comes a Chayim and says, this is all semantics. I'm not giving it. Think of the classic notions, right? The classic notion is kind of dragging the bench. So why is that possibly the Raisa? It's possibly the Raisa, Ben Rabbi Shimon. Why? So someone is blacking and rusted, number two is blacking and back. I don't know the block is going to happen. I don't know if the block is going to happen, and I don't want the block to happen. So it's not kind of most of the time, it doesn't really make a difference. Most of Rabbi Shimon's comments are going to be meet both Rabbi Huda's standards of Dov Shimon's Kavin, as well as Rabbi Shimon's standards of Dov Shimon. Says Rav Chaim, what happened at Kamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon in one case? Let's say I have a psik ratio. The Gemara says, Mo Rabbi Shimon's psik ratio is Rav Chaim, right? So, what do you have to say? When you have a psik ratio, what do you have now? When you have a psik ratio, you have both Da'at as well as and Russell, right? Because Moshe Rabbi Shimon's Igresha, according to Rabbi Shimon, the son of Dov Shimon's time is a lack of Russell. So probably you have to say that Igresha makes up for that lack of Russell. Let's make Rabbi Chanan, remember his first time data? And even since you know that a lack of can happen, so you have it in mind, you really do want it to happen. So Igresha overrides Dov Shimon's time. When you have Igresha, then you're not entitled to either one of those definitions, because either one is good. Oh, here's the question. What if it's a psikresha de lo nichon? Now what? If it's a psikresha de lo nichale, once you say it's lo nichale, so chadur and fleduchta, you're lacking in what? If it's a psikresha de lo nichale, you're lacking in rafson, but what are you not lacking in? You're not lacking in that. I know that it will happen. I'm washing my hands over Reuben's field. I know that Reuben's grass is going to grow, but I couldn't care less that Reuben's grass is going to grow. So that's a classic example. That would be the litmus test. The grace of the would be the litmus test to show whether who is the correct definition of Dov Shem's Kavan. We work with Rabbi Yehuda's definition, but what would Rabbi Shimon's definition? Comes a time with a punchline and says, what will the din be? The grace of the Nikolai is a Kushan. Classic grace of the Nikolai. What will the din be? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that psikresha, and so the Dovshin is coming, is chai b'chol terakula. It's only a special story in the Lachas Machshavas. And the nature of the story in Lachas Machshavas is a chisaron in Das. Once it's a psikresha, I couldn't care less what type of psikresha it is, it's going to be chayim. Because once it's a psikresha, it's no longer lacking in Das. So in effect, what did Rav Chaim just tell us? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Dov Shem is Kavin is Chayim of the Chola Terebuda, Chater in Ulta Shabbos, but if it's a gracious, well, Nichalai, then Chayim in Ulta Shabbos. So he's according to Rabbi Shimon, what would it be? According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have a gracious, well, Nichalai, in Ulta Shabbos, Chater Chayim. Chater, why? Not Alts Malach as much Shabbos, but Alts what? Alts Chol Terekuba. The Shabbos is no worse than Chol Terekuba. So just as Rabbi Shimon holds that in other areas, in Mitzvah Nazi, in Mitzvah Kalayim, and 15 million other areas in Halacha, Rabbi Shimon holds as a general big quality of Dov Shem Miskavim, which means that you have to have the Rasa to do the Avera, then you have a psikresha to Lamichale, sure you have Da'as to do the Avera, you don't have Rasa to do the Avera. So according to Rabbi Shimon, a psikresha to Lamichale and the Shabbos will slip by, will be in effect Mutter Din HaTaira, maybe Mutter Din HaRabbanan, will be Mutter, why? Because of the din of Kol HaTarakula of what? Dov Shem is Kavin. Not the din of Hilchos Shabbos of Dov Shem is Kavin, But the dinim of Kishav Darshan family would only exempt you in the case where it's lacking in Das, but you have Das, you're just lacking in Ratzon. Comes up and says, this is exactly what the Gemara meant in Masechet Tusas. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes Tukanoim in the Braisa, whether you are planning on extinguishing the coals and by mistake what happens? Some of the coals got lit. You weren't planning on lighting those coals. But what did you do? It was a psik ratio. What kind of a psik ratio was it? It was a psik ratio below Nicholas. Come to Gemara and says, aha, it's a psik ratio below Nicholas. It depends on the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Which is my focus. But the Dovah Shemesh Tavon is elsewhere now. What does the Gemara mean? Exactly what he just said. Is according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dovah Shemesh Tavon is osur. True, Hilcha Shabbos is usually Pater of Halasar, but since in Kol Asar, who is Asar Min HaTorah, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Dav Shem Mishtavim is only a Chisad in Das, but if you look at the situation, even if the situation is below Yichalei, that's still going to be Chaya. That's what the Gemara said, according to that Tana, who held by Rabbi Yehuda, the situation below Yichalei of lighting the coals is going to be Chaya. Masha ain't care according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Sigurisha. I'm sorry, who holds that Dabash and his Kavit is Mutiba Khalatara Tula. So Rabbi Shimon's definition of Dabash and his is Pakistan in Ratzon. So according to Rabbi Shimon of Sigurisha, the Nikolai in Shabbos has got to be Mutar. That's why that Tana said that you're not tired of the extra Kavit. So basically, to sum up Reb Chaim's Yisrael the Gemara Tzitzis, Reb Chaim told us was as follows. We thought, before Reb Chaim came along, we thought that on a level of the Araisa, in the Chashab, there's no chilah between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Everyone thought that? The Talmud already told us in Yom HaMadalad that Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon agree, but the Chashab is the Mahat and Mashab. So we thought that the Chashab is no Mahat. Everybody, Rabbi Shimon, and Mahat, eye to eye, with the Araisa in the Chashab. Comes Reb Chaim and says, absolutely not true. But Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are eye to eye, if you have a Dabar Shem and Miskavim, where Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are eye to eye, if you have a Sikh Rachid and Nichalei, where Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not eye to eye, if you have a Sikh Rachid and Nichalei. Because according to Yehuda and Sikh Rachid, the Lol Nichalei must be Chayav, and according to Rabbi Shimon and Sikh Rachid and Nichalei must be Motanai.
So really, the Gemara is saying it all depends on Sikh Rachid, but it's tongue is. What the
machlokas
is?
Well, no. That's not that telling us it was. No, the Gemara is assuming you figured out what the Sigurisha. You turn cold down to the Sigurisha of Avara. The Gemara is assuming you already figured out the Sigurisha of the Lobby Chalei. So what the Gemara is saying in a nutshell, according to Chaim, is the machlokas at the Nan where the Sigurisha is, where the Sigurisha of the Lobby Chalei is five or five. Now, what does that machlokas depend on? That depends on Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, but not Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon of the Shabbos. That depends on Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon and Kolter Kulon. Okay? Did everyone understand that part of Chaim? Everyone understood with the regular plan? No? Now you understand it? Good. Okay. Bye for sure. So now we look to see increases. So we're almost home to it. Yeah.
If
Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Asher or not? It's partially also. Nobody's an Asher. It's a Dover Shimon. It's Kevin. Whenever the situation is on Nikolai, it's lacking enough. So whenever it's lacking enough, it's a Dover Shimon. It's Kevin. It's a Dover Shimon. It's a Dover Shimon. It's a Dover Shimon. Good. So far, so good. So again, the nekuda that we have to extract from Torah Chaim is really very simple. The nekuda is, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda in Dabar Shem and Miskavim, then you will conclude that Sigurisha D'Lo Nichalei is Chayav. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon in Dabar Shem and Miskavim, then you will conclude that Sigurisha D'Lo Nichalei is Mutar. Okay? What was the original kasha? Textual problem. The Gemara of Shabbos. The Gemara told us a story that the Hefter of Matis Mursa is based on what? It's based on Malach Hashem Tzvich Lagufa. It comes to a time and says, nah, that's not the real Hefter. The real Hefter is Stavish and Bishavim. Ah, it's a Sigration. No, the real Hefter is Sigration will be called. So we have to cash out. Hey, wait a second. How come we outsmarted the Gemara? How come the Gemara in Shabbos didn't bother to say that the reason why Nechaz Mortal of Selecha's mutter is because of Sigration of Lichalei? Why did Gemara have to go fishing for Malach Shem Tzvich Lagufa? who's the Gemara? Who's talking in that Gemara with the Shabbos? Rav, the number of Rav. Does anybody know what Rav's Shita just happened by coincidence to be about Dovah Shem and Skavin? Huh? Skavin, the Paschal, and Joki Gudu, who was the Shabbos. I'm just kind of said that to function. Rav, who holds like Rav Yehuda, that Dovah Shem and Skavin is also the Cholotara Kula, what will he hold without a separation below the Kulay? Chaya. Therefore, to be Matir Matis Muris Loti Licha, Beit of Segration, the Licha Lay, according to Rav, is wrong. It can't be. It's an impossibility. Based on Rav Chaim's whole Shkibble Torah that he proved to the Gemara Krisos, that Rav Yehud, Rav Yehud and Rav Yishim would part ways on the Segration Loti. Before Rav Chaim, no one ever dreamt of that. Before Rav Chaim, everyone threw up Segration Loti, either it's also, also, but there's nothing to do with Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. Rav Chaim said, no, that's cool from a Rav Rav Shimon. With induction in this cabin. So comes the Chaim and says, Rav is looking at the Mishnah Mappas Morsa. Everyone ever run out of the Sarah that Mappas Morsa is Mukhala Chasir. Pukhala Mukhala. So comes Rav and says, Mukhala, Mukhala, what's the Mukhala? What's the Mukhala? What's the Hebrew? Dabashan is Kabin? Obsigration. Ah, there's obsigration to Rav Mishle. Yeah, but tough Mukhala Rav, Lushitasi. Because I always read Yehuda, and according to Rabbi's obsequation, only Nikolai has got to be innocent thereafter. So forget about that Hefer. So Rav's working, working, working. Looking for another Hefer. What's his Hefer? Well, he found another Hefer. Malach Shein is Rikhala Gufa. Comes with Chaim and says, the Rambam now looked at this Gemara and said, Rav, how do we accept your... No, he's a Gemara of Sita. That I can't accept because I hold a shua of Lakshya Tikla Gufa is what? It's Chayim. So I'm stuck, says the Rambam. Hey, there's more stuff. How can I be mutter? But the Rambam says, that's my problem. Whose problem was it? It was Shmuel's problem. Shmuel also said, make this more mutter, remember? Why did Shmuel make this more mutter? But the Rambam, guess what? We just discovered America. What else did Shmuel happen to hold? Besides being the Machmer and the Shadow of Lashem Tzim Lagufa, what was he on Dabar Shem's Kavin? He was the Bakhuf of Rav on Dabar Shem's Kavin. Shmuel Pachim like Rabbi Shimon in Dabar Shem's Kavin. It was a double Bakhuf is Rav and Shmuel. In Hilchus Dabar Shem's Kavin, Rav ended up with Chumra and Shmuel ended up with Kula. In Hilchus Lashem Tzim Lagufa, it was Shmuel who was with Chumra and Rav ended up being with Kula. He comes to Rav and says, don't let me cash it on here. I'm following Shmuel. Comes to Rav and says, Shmuel also was not to make this Morsa. Obviously not because of Lashem Tzim Lagufa, because he held his Lashem Tzim Lagufa. Korach Shmuel was not to make this Morsa. Why? Because of Segre Yishev Dolo Nichole, because he passed the Rebbe Shimon who held that Segre Yishev Dolo Nichole his Mutar. The Rambam, no, it's not my problem. I'm following straight Shmuel. I've got to So the fact that Rav Chaim biggest breakthrough, well, twofold. Breakthrough number one, in terms of giving us a Haggadah, in terms of Dabar Shem and Skavin, that the term Dabar Shem and Skavin can mean two totally different things. And in fact, it does mean two totally different things. Bein Rav Yehuda Bein Shimon, Bein Rav Bein Shmuel, depending on who owns what. That's the first breakthrough. And the second breakthrough is that the Shaila of Sikhlesh of Michalei, which we for weeks and weeks and weeks thought when the Shaila of Rishonim was in Uruk, was a place here, a place there, comes Reb Chaim's breakthrough and says, guess what? To Machlek Mitab Tanoim. But if Sigrashis Lo Michalei is Mutter or Chayim, there's no middle ground. The Mutter or Chayim. We always thought it's somewhere in the middle. No. Either Mutter or Chayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Chayim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter.
So, what
is
the
Ramah
quote to
the
Hedger of Sigrashis?
Oh, it does. So it comes out, according to comes out according to Rechayim, Gavaldika Kula from this Rambam. Nerva Ayam Kula. We presented 2-3 weeks ago, we spoke about separation, Lo Michalei, and we basically put the Aruch in the corner. He said, everyone disagrees, places and us, and nobody knows that this Aruch. Shmarach Lol, Tzachachach, and Abistus, Rama, the Aruch, Shreya, Hor. According to Rechayim, the Aruch got good, the partner, the Rambam on his side. Because according to Rechayim's Shittim Torah, the Rambam's whole heter of Mavis Mursa is not because Mavis Mursa is Mavam Tzar. That's not the heter. Nothing to do with heter. It was Tzar. According to Rechayim's point of the Rambam, why is Mavis Mursa Mutter? It's Mutter the same way it's Mutter to walk as video cameras. It's Mutter the same way it's Mutter to walk press light. Anytime you have a separation of Michalei, according to Rechayim, it's heter gomor. According to Rishita's Rambam. There's nothing unique about Mavis Mursa, according to Rambam. Remember we said that we put in that piece of information as Mokom Tzar, did Gemara say that? I don't believe Gemara. Did Gemara say Mavis Mursa is Mursa because of Mokom Tzar? Gemara said that. We said that the Daas, the Gemara that said in the Heter is Mokshay Tzirka Rufa. So the Baal of the Kasha and Mokshay Tzirka Rufa is normally part of Allah, so we shook in Mokom Tzar. But according to the Rambam, that's wrong. According to the Rambam, the real Heter for Mavis Mursa is Dovashen with Kam and Ayat Sigurei Shalom Mikalei, which is Mutfal Chatkiwa, even Shalom Mokom Tzar. So la halacha, the Rambam ends up with a gevaldik gekula. He ends up in mamash on the side of the Aruch against all the other Rishonim. He ends up in mata lechatchila shav lechatchila every situation on Yichalai. That's pretty good for us. We can barely kvetch out a situation on Yichalai the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wouldn't even let us on a double Rabbanan half the time. We couldn't even figure out what's going on here. So many chumras and situations on Yichalai. But the Rambam, everything's mutter like the Aruch. Every situation on Yichalai is mutter lechatchila. On the Chazanish, the Aruch, on the Chakish, that we alluded to a few weeks ago, they have a nice Erekeach, one of the Parish and the Rambam. He says, you know what the Rambam's real sheet of observation with Michalei is? Let me say the Rambam's real sheet of Sidra. Then we looked at the Rambam, Yev HaShadah, and the Rambam never quoted the head of observation with Michalei. The whole Gemara, where and what's the whole source in Chazal for the observation with Michalei? It's the only Gemara that says observation with Michalei. The only Gemara is in Shabbos Kuf Yom. Right? Came the Meister again and said, that Gemara, Shabbat Kuf. The Rambam held that the tour of Sigration of Yichalei is like the Ramban said, based on the Lakshan of Shikha Lagufa, and then the Rambam holds that the Lakshan of Shikha Lagufa is Chayav, came the Meister again, and say that Fakir, the Rambam denies Sigration of Yichalei. The Rambam quoted it, he also said correctly. According to Rechaim, the Rambam should have said if he gave up a Shabbos that the Mutter walked there video cameras. He should have said that Sigration of Yichalei is Mutter. Why did the Rambam, the only place the Rambam focuses is the Rambam in the Shkagos? And what about those Rizkas who never get them at those creases? Not Rizkas, you don't get them at those creases. How come the Rambam didn't tell us in the Shabbos this unbelievable thing that Sigration of Yichalei is Mutter? That's the Chazanish is tying on Rechaim. That's the nice Rechaim. Few days ago. That the exact opposite is true about the Rambam. The Rambam holds that a psiguration of a Michalei is chayav. How that's mutter. It's an issue there, right? Because the whole heter is machshet of a group, and the Rambam holds the machshet of a group is chayav. Not there. So what would the Rambam say about what we did at the video camera? It's according to the chayav, it's mutter, it's true, but the chayav is a chayav skill. Not there. So according to these other Gedolei Acharonim, we said that the whole premise of Rechaim is not true. That to commit the Rambam to the Aruch, to say it's a great of Yichalei, is just not true without the Rambam. According to those who deny the Rechaim's whole premise, so of course you have to say like the other tenets of that we said. You have to say that either a Makba Papish is different, or the Rambam is just secondary, because he owns a secretion of a Makba Papish, or you have to like the first tenet, the medical tenet. And you're not really doing the ma'aseh malacha. So you have in effect three different mahalchim for Shittas Rambam for Mavis Mursa. How can it be that the Gemara says Mavis Mursa is mutter, and the Gemara says it's based on Lachshav Tzik Lagufa, and the Rambam in the end passes Lachshav Tzik Lagufa, and still is not out for Mavis Mursa? Three possibilities. Either you have the first mahalach of the Magi Mishnah, and you're not physically doing the malacha, because you're not doing Derech Uman, but that character commits itself to. Half of the Akhwara we said yesterday that the Isser is only not about to not murder. Then we got Tarek from the two of the Sefer Abbas, at least with the Sharon Tzion, took the Sefer Tarek from the Magen Mishnah, that is based on something unique about Makabar Pasish. Makabar Pasish is not subject to Sigma Yishuk, but that also commits itself to a very specific malacha, assuming like those that learned that the Rambam denied what is great about people. It's also questionable from yesterday. So we have those two Tevutim. But the son of those two Tevutim as well. What's the problem with those two Tevutim? Textually, they wanted the Gemara. Why did the Gemara commit the malacha to the Gufa? Why did the Gemara say, follow up? Why did they say, subsegration, legal segregation, no problem, not the problem? Why did the Gemara start running around looking for other coolers, and the Allah Shaykh, which got into trouble, got into Machalik Rabbin and Rabbi Shimon. So the first two Mahalchim and the Rambam are difficult, but the issues that they have to raise in those first two tables, that they're limiting in the Rambam, limiting only to Malachi's Makrobatish, not the Malachi's Boy, which may not be true. And they're also limited in the sense that they only address the second half of the problem in terms of the Gemara. The Chaim's parents, you know, in a certain sense, that shines the first Tzeirutim because it solves everything. It doesn't commit the Rambam to one particular malacha because it applies to all malachas, secretion, and the head of all malachas. And it also addresses the issues of the Gemara. The only thing it seems to fall short on, maybe they say fall short, but we end up kind of a little confused, is that if the Rambam really, really honest and good as hell, the secretion, and the is lavish, at the Gemara, we're moving to tell us this at the beginning of the Hilchot Shabbos, that we shouldn't have walked away and say we can't walk in front of video on Shabbos. So those are the pros and cons, the plus and minuses of the three different halachim. So, did we stop what we wanted to do yesterday? Right? We said we're going to try to take both parts of Mabbis Morsel. The first part in terms of what's the issue of Mabbis Morsel. The second part in terms of what the heck of Mabbis Morsel and to show why those, according to at least many, two out of the three routine, those two issues are very much related to one another. Because of course, your plans, Mahalik, the two are not in effect not related to each other. Okay. Any last questions about this morning? Shabbos Shem is coming. That's it. This is the last of the Shabbos Shem, guys. That's it. We have one Shabbos tomorrow that will see from each other. Thank you.
What did the Chesedim call?
The Chesedim would be in bad shape, man. The Chesedim would have problems. Yeah. And I know. Okay.